From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he's looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court there nullified his election win, citing irregularities at the polls. For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people in its choice to overturn Kenyatta's election victory. Its Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which the court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections now must be held in 60 days. The leaders of the United States and South Korea Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure, according to the office of President Moon Jae-in, on North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to clarify President Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and U.S. President Trump spoke by telephone. The White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan. President Trump has asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey damaged the Gulf Coast region last week. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of dozens of others. Houston area officials said that 156,000 homes have been damaged in one county alone. This is VOA News. The White House says President Donald Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters earlier in the week that the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Trump pledged on the campaign trail to scrap the program, calling it amnesty. Since taking office, he has said that the issue is one of the most difficult he has dealt with as president. House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. Ryan says he believes Congress should come up with a way of protecting people now in the DACA program. A group of state attorneys grappling with the issue in their states had set a Tuesday deadline for decision from the Trump administration. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state over the past week. That's according to military officials, who also say that almost all of them were Muslim insurgents. A military Facebook page reported the number, saying 370 were insurgents. More than two dozen killed were either police or civilians. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forced thousands to flee. Robert Raffaele has more.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Human Rights Watch said Saturday satellite imagery recorded Thursday in a Rohingya Muslim village shows that destruction of 700 buildings. The rights group says that 99% of the village was destroyed and the damage signatures are consistent with fire. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate after ordering its closure Thursday. A spokeswoman for the ministry said the search, which the United States did not confirm at the time, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. She said in a statement that American Special Services intended on September 2nd, today, to carry out a search of the consulate in San Francisco, including the apartments of employees who live in buildings and have diplomatic immunity. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports that the firefighters were called to the site of the consulate, but not allowed to enter after black smoke was seen billowing from a chimney there. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.